that woman from Canaan, it says there that he answered her not a word. Now, most people look at that and say, well, that's pretty tough. This lady's in need. Well, the Lord is not at our beck and call. He's not a genie bottle that you rub and you get what you want. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And so Joseph, speaking roughly unto them, is with a purpose in the end, is to bring them to repentance, to bring them in his time, Joseph's time, when he's pleased to reveal himself, to cause them to bow and see just how merciful God was and how merciful he was to them. And that Canaanite woman continued to cry out. The Lord said, it's not good to take the children's bread and give it unto dogs. That's somewhat what Joseph is saying to them here. Whence come ye? Because he's the one giving the bread, the corn. He knew where they were from. But the questions were to draw it out of them, again, to humble them. They said, from the land of Canaan to buy food. He knew automatically there that that's a humbling thing for them to have to say. That with all of their talent and ability to grow food and to feed themselves and self-sufficiency, the Lord had brought them to nothing. But that's the way it is in how he draws us as sinners, isn't it? We always have wiggle room in here for this flesh, thinking that somehow it's what we do. But no, the Lord has to completely strip us of any thought of goodness and righteousness and ability. Take it all away. In order for Christ to be the Savior, he had to endure the suffering and temptation as a man, and yet to the satisfaction of God the Father. None can save but God. And yet, for Christ to be that representative, it required him to become a man and to be tempted and to suffer in all things to satisfy God's law and justice. And having done that fully and righteously without sin, it still required that he shed his blood. Because without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. So if you want to understand just how vital this passage is with regard to Christ as being the representative of sinners that he came to save, I pray the Spirit of God will so teach us. Because he was brought, you think about him suffering, the just one, never having known or experienced sin, and yet bearing the sin of his people. I know that the cup that he was to bear was that of dying on the cross and suffering the wrath of God that sinners that he represents deserve. And yet, his temptation was from the womb all the way to the cross. And that even here in the garden, this cup that he was bearing, such was the distress on his soul. In Isaiah 53, it speaks that the travail of his soul, the word travail is that of a woman in labor that goes through great pains to deliver. And yet I'm thankful to say that there are no stillborns with the Lord. Every one that he suffered his soul to deliver shall be saved, has been saved. But it took his suffering. But dear friends, here's the seriousness of this. To be without this revelation is to be ignorant of who the Father is. These are people that were addressing God in worship. You know, it's come down now, they call it the invocation. I hate that word. We're going to have the invocation. You know, just by using that term, it's going to be praying to some gods, like this candidate running for president in Texas. They interviewed him yesterday, and his last words at the end were, whatever, may the God of your choice bless you. That's his campaign. That's what he's running on. May the God of your choice bless you. Where does that come from? That's free willism. That's free willism. I'll tell you, if there's to be any blessing, it's going to have to be through the knowledge of God just as he is, revealed right here in this word. And you'll not know him apart from knowing his Son.
That's just stating it as plainly as I know how. You say, well, that's cutting a bunch of people off. Well, that's exactly what the Word says, isn't it? These things will they do unto you? Why? Because they have not known the Father nor me. It's not that they're just coming at it from a different perspective. Or they just don't see it the way you do. He says they've not known the Father nor me. These are the words of Christ. He says,